The White House Report.
I talked with former Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Rick Santorum about next steps as it relates to the tax reform plan. Will it make it or won't it?
I think there's a general consensus among Democrats and Republicans that the corporate tax rate in this country, which is the highest in the world by far, and needs to be changed. And so there was bipartisan support. Even President Obama supported a reduction of the corporate rate so we could keep our companies competitive and keep them here instead of moving to other countries where they have lower taxes. So I think that was the thrust of the bill, and it did that. It cut it to 21%, which is still above the average for the world, but it's competitive. So that's one thing. It reduces tax rates across the board. Again, generally a good thing to reduce people's taxes, and it reduces every rate. The next thing it does is for lower and middle income people, it doubles the standard deduction, which again provides some support for families. So I mean, there are a lot of good things. There are other things in the bill that, you know, I'm sure people are going to find, you know, more controversial. But that's sort of, if you look at where most of the money was spent as far as reducing taxes, it was in those areas to make the corporate tax rate competitive so our corporations wouldn't leave this country, they'd stay here, and to provide rate reductions and an increase in the standard deduction.
Two final things. One, Americans are not going to have a permanent tax cut, so but the corporations will. And then two, is this about the desperation for a legislative win just to push this thing through?
Two things. Number one, you're right. The corporate tax rate is at least originally, I don't know if the final bill is still permanent, but originally it was permanent. And the individual rates are not permanent, but as we saw when the Bush tax cuts expired under President Obama, he didn't let those taxes go back up again. They passed under President Obama's signature an extension of those tax cuts for all but the wealthiest taxpayers. So I would say for most lower and middle income people, you're going to find, you know, middle America is going to get a permanent tax cut because I don't see any future Congress going back and raising those taxes again. So I think in a sense, it's going to be permanent.
April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.